UPS is currently hiring package handlers for its preload operation. Earn $13 an hour and receive up to $250 in weekly attendance bonuses while working up to a career as a package car driver. In as little as 6 months, you could have an opportunity to connect with customers and build lasting relationships in the community. Future you looks good in brown. Apply now at upsjobs.com or text brown to 33588. That's brown to 33588.
You've got ants inside the house, mosquitoes outside the house, moles burrowing in your lawn, and termites eating your house from inside out. You're completely surrounded! Luckily, OPC Pest Services has a Four Seasons program that can help. OPC has been providing quality pest services since 1972. Protect your home and property and call OPC Pest Services for a free estimate at 969-9635 or visit opcpest.com. Again, that's 969-9635 or visit opcpest.com.
Time now for The Take with Andy Sweeney.
There's no one who's going to understand this next sentence.
The Take with Andy Sweeney.
Big Easy's playing golf with Matt Dennison, and intern Kareen is washing their balls.
And Mark Ennis.
They worked the ball.
On ESPN 680 and 105.7.
But yeah, but maybe T-Will's son, J-Will, will get us into the final four of football one day.
Stunned right now. I was wondering if we caught that from one Sheriff Mark Blankenbaker this morning on the Diener Show. It is The Take, The Drive. We merge together a time or two a week, and here we are, obviously, over on 93.9 The Ville. You have Governor Andy Beshear. His press conference is on right now, live and in full, over on 93.9 The Ville and ESPNLouisville.com. And then Drew Diener and Jason Nemus will break all of that down coming up later on. We'll have Louisville Sports Live coming your way at 6 o'clock. I'm Andy Sweeney, James Strebel hanging out with me at my home, and then back at the Papa John Studios, got my guy Mark Ennis hanging out along with Patty Ice and Mitchell Hannigan. So, fellas, good afternoon. Mark, how are you?
Doing good, man. They cut out the connector to the new studio. You can walk over there starting now. They're very close to having that thing done. We're going to be like a real boy over on 93.9.
There you go. Get all the 93.9 The Ville guys.
I didn't even see when I walked in.
The hell out of here. How did you not see the big hole in the wall, Mitch?
It's literally a brand new hallway.
Completely oblivious of it.
What's going on here?
Oh, man.
So what did you guys talk about over there? Well, we talked about the last 15 minutes is Locke's four-minute rant about how he's not a bad gambler on how he's a 500 gambler. And we will talk the Johnny Juzang getting his transfer, what it may mean for Olivier Saar. What did you guys have a conversation about?
Yeah, we did.
Today?
We did talk about Juzang, just the speed with which they got that done.
60 days.
Not even so much that they approved it, because I thought that they might. But just they got it done really fast, and then it's just set it up like, hey, listen, are they just going to approve everybody because this is such an odd year? Maybe so. And then, like, sort of the flip side of it, Calipari already loves they're out to get him. He always thinks everyone's out to get him. And if they approve Juzang and don't approve Olivier Saar, martyr himself like you've never seen.
Oh, Round Daddy got all mad. At like 4:30 today, 4:40 when we were talking about this, Mark, and I was just playing devil's advocate that I don't know how similar they are. And the point that I made was, in fact, they're not similar.
They're not.
Here's where they are similar. When, you know, Juzang on March 27th made his, in fact, we should play. Have you heard the sound of Round Daddy finding out live on air? Mark, have you maybe heard this? It was Friday, March 27th. We'll play that here in a second, is when he decided to transfer. So that is how many days, obviously, after the season. It's still in March.
And Almost then on exactly April, 2 months, right?
Yeah, and then on April 9th is when he decided he was going to go to UCLA, I believe, right? Yeah. Or maybe I had the dates mixed up.
But no,
it was about 2 months, the whole process. And I don't know how similar they are other than Kentucky is involved. Johnny Juzang used the coronavirus pandemic, along with being closer to family, you know, to his advantage. And so does the NCAA rule a bunch of people who use that as a reason, okay, not an excuse, as a reason, however you want to put it, whatever verbiage you want to use, and can they do that with Olivier Sarr? And I don't know. Like, I don't know what the argument is.
Right, he's from France.
Well, yeah, and his argument, though, is also very good. I mean, his again, I've always been consistent. The argument for Olivier Sarr is common sense. So when Kentucky fans like Strebel yell and scream at me and they list all these reasons, I agree with them, but I'm just trying to find facts and things that I know about, and it seemed like Johnny Juzang, what he used is not what Olivier Sarr
right.
is going to be able to use. Strebel brought up the point, and it's not bad. The coronavirus slowed him down, though. On what he could do, you know, working out for teams and kind of that entire process. So he maybe it wouldn't be family. It would be plans. It would be clarity. It would be limbo. And then it would be the Wake Forest, the Steve Forbes, Danny Manning coming to his defense.
But I don't know. I don't know that the NCAA, I don't know if they care, but yeah. I'm not sure that they want to create like a precedent or whatever. That if your NBA plans get mucked up by the school firing the coach, that they'll let you go anywhere you want now.
Listen, I don't disagree with you, Mark, and that's the kind of other side of things I was trying to play with James, because we had the Musa Cisse, right? You know, the top 10 kid who reclassified, and, you know, obviously Kentucky being on that list, even though I don't believe many Kentucky fans other than Strebel are really demanding this kid to end up in Lexington. I think that is, to me today, the news about Johnny Juzang, it added that the coronavirus being close to family may be something, okay, that will work with the NCAA. But that's not Olivier Sarr. To me, it doesn't move the needle on how I feel about him.
Well, I use this as kind of like a response to that. Olivier Sarr, so let's say they rule him ineligible and he can't play for Kentucky. So then what the hell is he supposed to do? International travel is pretty much shut down. It's not like he can go to France and have another plan. This is his only plan. This is it. He's already set the transfer in motion. Kentucky's most likely already filed for the waiver. If like Johnny Juzang,
it's been several weeks.
Johnny Juzang's situation, I want to be close to him. It's not like he wasn't able to go home when he was at UK. It wasn't like he wasn't able to go home and spend time with his family during the coronavirus epidemic. Now, for Olivier Sarr, he literally can't go home. Most countries in Europe have, like, a no-flight travel policy. You can't travel internationally. So if the NCAA says, okay, Johnny Juzang, you can go be close to your family because of coronavirus, but Olivier Sarr, we're going to say
but
no.
But he's thinking about being a pro. That would be the argument. But that I don't know how much the NCAA is going to be looking into exactly what Olivier Sarr thought he was going to be doing
right.
in, you know, early March, late February.
But the NCAA is not going to step in and say you can't transfer. They're just going to say you're not eligible. He can do his year in residence at UK and then make a decision after that. That's what they would decide. It's not like they're going to leave him in limbo.
Right.
Like, it's not like if he does, they're just going to say you
can't
play.
But it would be
play.
In limbo.
No,
it would be
in limbo.
He could stay in Lexington.
He could still be a student at UK, practice every day. He just wouldn't be allowed to play.
Oh, that doesn't do anything for him. What does that do for him?
Not
Johnny Juzang. I could go for a litany of players that just transferred for the hell of it.
And Juzang seemingly doesn't. The NCAA didn't look at him and say, "Oh, you didn't have much of a season as a high recruit, right?" Because you could make the argument with Johnny Juzang way more than Olivier Sarr. Olivier Sarr is making a pro type move. Johnny Juzang's making
true.
A tuck tail move. I average 2 points a game. Didn't do anything until the final week of the season or whatever it was.
Right.
I just don't know the answer. Like, I don't disagree with Ennis, though. These are the things
sure.
that here's the reason I bring it up, Mark, at least for is I don't think Kentucky fans are talking about the other side. I think Kentucky fans are talking about all the different reasons, right? All the different reasons he should be eligible, which I understand. By the way, Mark, and I don't know how you would say this, but I mean, if this were a Louisville thing, Louisville fans would be doing the exact same thing.
Totally.
They'd be listing off all the reasons why it makes common sense why the kid should be eligible. So to me, it answered one question, but it made me think and ponder about 19 other ones.
But also with the NCAA, if there's anything we know, it's that they wake up, it's Groundhog Day. They wake up and start every day over, and nothing from anything sets a precedent or hems them in or carries over or gives you the ability to predict on what they'll do on another one. It's like they just start rebuild, reinvent the wheel every time.
They don't really care what optics look like. You know what I mean? Like they don't care if they let X amount of kids.
Although, sorry, I didn't mean to interrupt you.
No, but you're
like,
good.
This does seem to be the one place where they are susceptible to bullying or public pressure is on transfers.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That's a good point. Well, I just think you're going to see more transfers than ever. I think you're going to see more waivers granted than ever before just because of the entire situation. And they're moving towards the one-time transfer deal anyway, even though they're not going to allow it this year. I just think they're going to open the floodgates a little more. That's just, again, that's coming from a Kentucky fan that really wants to see this happening. So that's just my take on it from my perspective.
437-9680. We'll read some here. 437-9680 is the UPS jobs text line. So we can get to a bunch of different stuff. Mark Ennis is hanging out with us. Mitch, what sound do we want to get to this hour, by the way? Is there any sound? Do we also want to get Patty Ice on the air at any point this hour? What do we want to do here for the next 47 minutes?
You just walk around doing nothing. I'm going to go grab him. We got Diener on the Just Buy a Pool haters. We have Locke swiping UK football.
I would consider myself the king of the Just Buy a Pool haters. I actually
He responded to you.
Good.
Let's hear it. Blankenbaker, Clemson
Ennis's
rant.
Ennis's battles are the best. You know what? I somehow missed the Blankenbaker rant. So let's get some Diener show. Let's get that Diener sound and then the Blankenbaker sound and then a couple other items that I definitely want to get to here with Mark, including, did you guys talk about the Philly radio guy? I saved it to the 5 o'clock hour. Did you guys ever get to it over on 93.9?
Yeah, they chucked his headphones?
Yeah, Missinelli.
Yeah, the guy's a moron. I don't know what else to say.
I want to talk about it. Good. Right, we can talk. Of course he's a moron. But I don't know. Maybe he's not. We should call the process and see if he likes Missinelli or will he won't have any opinion on that. I'm sure the new process won't. All right, go ahead and play this sound, Mitch. Go ahead.
It stands to reason that Louisville's best chance was in 2016 when Lamar Jackson won the Heisman Trophy and they were the number two team in the country and on the road at Clemson. And first down marker goes missing. I mean, these are the type of things that when you get your best chance ever in the history of the program, stolen from you, and you'd like the fair playing field and the fake noise, and maybe I don't know, pass
maybe
interference.
Don't turn the ball over four straight times, or it was to start that game too. I mean, maybe not wet the bed.
Maybe not have holding in the end zone twice at the end of both halves on Cole Hikutini. I mean, maybe that would be nice. And maybe not have a referee whose daughter goes to Clemson. I mean, these are the things that would be nice. With your best team in the history of your program on the road at Clemson. I don't know, Dennis, and again, these are things that you might want to consider the next time that you have a football game. It's just a thought.
You know why I love that sound? Not because Mark's in reruns there, Blankenbaker is, and that's fine. I'm totally fine.
Man, I was
going
to say something.
His reruns are like Seinfeld or The Office on Comedy Central.
They're
fine. I'll watch The Office. I'll pop that on for 30 minutes. It's that, and it's how Diener's trying to remind him that the football game happened, and Mark would he would say something about the officiating, something about Clemson cheating. Then Drew would remind him, "Hey, what about the turnovers?" And then Mark, for one breath, would go, "Oh yeah, the two holding calls," and then go right back into bashing the officials and bashing the crowd and bashing the line marker and everything else. Yeah, what were you going to say, Mark?
Well, two things. One, do you remember at South Park where like anytime someone sang any part of "Come Sail Away," that Cartman had to sing the whole song?
Yes,
that's Blankenbaker with that rant. Like he's like, it doesn't matter. Like Drew can bring up elements of that game all he wants to. Mark's getting all the way to the end of his issues with Clemson. But also, I think Mark could basically do that unconscious. And I was my dad was type 1 diabetic, and if he's had like a super super low blood sugar, it would almost be like kind of a coma. He'd be out of it. But then if he had to give himself an injection, he could just do it without even really being aware of what he was doing. It was just total muscle memory. No thought, no awareness, nothing. That's Mark in that rant. He could do that rant deprived of oxygen. Like he could do it.
It's almost like he blacks out.
He's Frank the Tank.
Yes. his nature just takes over as it starts flowing. And no, it's a beautiful thing. It really is, because he gets all the hits every single time. All the hits.
Go ahead and play the Drew sound. Go ahead. Let's hear this.
Just build a pool.
Yeah, sure. I got $50,000. So I love the people that
just build your own pool.
Yeah, sure. 50, sure. Yeah,
no problem.
50 dimes and the waiting list out the wazoo. But sure, go build your own.
No,
you
mine
can't
is...
even get, by the way, I looked on a home. I just Googled above ground pool. I'm not getting an above ground
pool. Don't get an above ground pool. Don't do it. Don't
I'm
do
not,
it.
I'm not, not even allowed an outdoor.
They're sold out at Home Depot of all of them. There's like 15 different models. They are all unavailable.
Drew, if you got an above ground pool, that would massacre your J. Crew image, so don't do it, okay?
What if it was just temporary?
What
just
my backyard
summer.
Looked like this man, weekend. It was the Redneck above ground Riviera, pool. Man. I mean,
that's okay.
The,
that's one weekend. Above ground pool is for life.
An electric extension cord running all the way back to a tailgating tent that wasn't even quite assembled properly, and every folding chair you could have back there. It was
one weekend.
Point,
that's one weekend. Okay, the above ground pool thing. You will be above ground pool guy forever.
No, I'm not. I'm not getting it.
I could pretty much guarantee you that's not gonna be the case.
Could you imagine what the people in Owl Creek would say if Drew just like
he got an above ground
built
pool.
An above ground pool there? But you know the best part
you
of all this,
you can't be allowed to do that.
No, of course not.
Way.
But the best part is, Mark just built a pool.
Yeah.
Yes.
Blankenbaker did build a pool. How can Blankenbaker build a pool and Drew can't?
I love Blankenbaker being so conflicted that he loves Louisville so much, but he lives in Santa Claus. It delights me to my core. It makes me and Big Easy smile every time he's on the radio.
Well, he's kind of rubbing it in Drew's face a little bit that Indiana's so open and everything's going on.
Yeah,
he's
but not too much.
Not too much.
Not too
not
much.
Too
just
much.
A little bit.
Yes,
yeah.
He always has to remind me.
Yeah,
yes, I live in Santa Claus, Indiana, but I spent 30-some-odd years in Louisville, and I'm a Louisville resident for life, and yes, all that's there.
Ethan Moore texted and said, blank the tank. That's pretty
done,
good.
Ethan.
LSL will be coming up at 6 o'clock. By the way, Mitch, if Taylor Lynch comes in there and he's hanging out, I mean, we got to get him on the air to sing something. So, Lynch, if you're listening, which, you know, you're probably listening to DJ X or something, or you're listening to Terry, whatever you're listening Terry. To, be ready because I want you to sing on demand at 5:55. Texter says, Dina ranted about not being able to find sound as Process struggled this morning. Why is it only his show that has the sound location issues? Man, bro, you're going to have to ask Process that.
Ooh.
That's on him.
He's
that's
Rick
like
Ankiel,
why
man. He's got the yips.
He is.
That's, man. Rick Ankiel had him as bad as anybody ever.
I mean, that's
really
the
musty,
textbook.
But
that's the.
I just read his book, by the way.
That's the nerdiest thing you've ever said. Not going to lie to you.
Say that again, Mitch. I just heard a mumble, a Callaway County mumble.
I read Rick Ankiel's book about having the yips and how he applied it to just life in general.
Boy, I can't think of anything.
Trying to see if
I mean, that's up there. I've read a lot of nerdy stuff, dude, and that's up there.
how I dealt with the yips and applied it to life by Rick Ankiel.
Ennis has read more books in a month than Mitch has read in the last decade. I got money on it.
Yeah,
it was the only book I read last year.
That's the one?
By the way, the Hot Hand book that I think Bob had the author on, Ben Cohen, several weeks ago, it's really good.
I've heard that. Texas says, can't believe Blankenbaker forgot to mention Clemson butt stuff. Mitch, if you want to go ahead and find it, just butt stuff is all you have to do is type in the Dropbox, and that will arrive.
Oh, by the way, Blankenbaker also left out steroids. He always reminds Clemson of the positive
rant.
Steroid test.
That was like a Coors Light.
Oh, helicopters, too. He left out helicopters.
Helicopters?
Laptops?
Yeah, he said that every time Louisville had a timeout, that helicopters would just appear and start flying right over the Louisville bench. That was the best
one. I don't remember the helicopters.
That's what made Mark Blankenbaker.
I don't really remember. The helicopters is not a staple. Not like laptops and steroids.
No.
It's not a staple, but it's one of the most inflammatory things he ever said. And I think that's what really upped his profile in the Twitter world was the helicopter thing.
Texas says, as Louisville Locke has pointed out many times, the humbling of the Kentucky fan base is delicious. Here is Roundheady against all logic, crying out his team is finally Final Four ready while building anxiety that they won't get a transfer, originally a three-star.
Yeah, he's not a three-star anymore, bro. What do you want me to say? He averaged a double-double in the ACC.
Texas says, Diener and Mark also ranted about Patty Ice and his NASCAR take. Yeah, Patty Ice crushed us on Sunday. We played that sound yesterday. And then today came the news that the race on Sunday, historically low ratings for NASCAR on Sunday. And I guess they raced tonight, but I haven't heard anything at all because nobody cares.
It looks
and
like Patty, it's about to get rained out.
Yeah,
just like Patty, the space launch.
Good, good.
Yeah, the space launch.
Oh, the space launch.
It got rained
now,
out.
Now, where's this going? I need help space. Here. This is the SpaceX, but where is it going in space?
The space station.
Where?
The International Space Station.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, the ISS.
What for, though?
Just they're trying. It's a combination of NASA and SpaceX, and it's I guess
the public private partnership kind of thing.
Yeah, yeah. And it's the first type of this new rocket that Elon Musk has developed is going into space.
Oh, this
the first
is
time.
The Elon Musk.
Right.
Yeah, SpaceX is Elon.
I mean,
Musk.
I mean, it's not going to work then. I mean, it's not going to work.
Well, he's had some issues in the past.
If it doesn't work, they're going to turn into a ventilator.
That's right.
I have a buddy who his family member has one of the Teslas.
Yeah.
It's odd. It's just odd.
I don't have the financial status to even think about a Tesla,
yes.
So I can't comment on Teslas. I've seen them before.
Texter says, didn't take Ennis long to let us know he reads books. Why is it people who read feel entitled to try to think they need to tell us they all read? Nobody cares.
I didn't bring up books. Mitch did.
Yeah, I was about to say, to be fair to Ennis, I was the one who brought up books.
Well,
yeah.
Number one, we don't have to be fair to Ennis. And number two, no, it is shocking that you brought up books and not Ennis.
See? Get off my
back. You guys brought up Rick Ankiu. I saw a perfect opportunity.
You do it. Screw the texter, not you.
You read his crappy book. No offense.
It was actually good. It was a good book.
I don't know if you're a judge on hosting such things, right?
Yeah, well, yeah, because it's the only
Either
book
way,
I read last year.
Yeah.
You don't read books. who's read more books in the last 5 years, you or Cooper?
Me. Oh, you or Cooper.
No, not you, Ennis.
What the hell?
Definitely me. I mean,
what's your peak Cooper moment? Just like the number one.
Man.
For me?
I mean, I think going to Greece.
No, not in a good way, in a Cooper way. Like, he texted me, and he's like, I'm about to have sushi for the first time for real.
What?
Right? And I was like, well, this is shocking, because he has, like, a 9-year-old palate, right?
Yes.
And I was like, this is going to be amazing. And it was just a fried shrimp roll. There was no sushi.
Oh, my God. What?
I was like, well, how long ago, is not sushi.
How long ago was that?
A couple months ago.
Really?
Yep.
What the hell?
I was very put out with him.
Don't forget about the Clemson band playing when U of L was ready to take the snap. Let's play the butt stuff sound from Mark Blankenbaker, Blank the Tank.
Now we got to talk about butt stuff here. And when we're talking about butt stuff, it's hard for opponents of Clemson to really focus on their game plan when they're worried about how deep in the lower intestine the Clemson Tigers are going to explore. Like, you never exactly know what's going to get probed into your anus, what, you know, fingers, how many digits might go in. The Clemson Tigers are notorious for this under the pile. They'll probably even choke you out, and Dennis Hennigan's not going to do a damn thing about it.
Whoa.
You know, Clemson, they do all kinds of butt stuff in addition to being really, really good at football. But butt stuff is one of the reasons why I hate Clemson football.
Can we just play just the beginning where he's like, now we got to talk about butt stuff. It sounds like a commercial for butt stuff.
It really does.
Like he's doing a butt stuff
live.
Hey,
it's Mark Blankenbaker right now. Yeah, now during the coronavirus, we know you're stuck at home. If you need your butt stuff delivered, we got you set up. 1-800-BUTT-STUFF. Code Diener680 and you'll be taken care of.
$19.99 for the first offer and then...
Well, you'd order it.
I would not.
By the way, we should just play some hits for Ennis right now, which
yeah.
is going to it's going to enrage Mitch here. Round Daddy made an admission on the air.
Oh.
He compared alone time with his wife to going to Kohl's, essentially, and it's the way it sounded. And his wife had multiple people text her yesterday.
Yes.
That he had said this on the radio. So have I vamped enough, Mitch, to where you can play this sound
yes.
for Mark Ennis? Go ahead. Well, did you have a non-sports one you would like to tease for later on? Did something happen around the Strebel household?
Not really.
That sounds like a yes to me, Mitch.
No, it just...
not really.
Things just worked out for me this weekend. And, I had a lovely weekend.
What do you mean things worked out for you
well,
this weekend? Things worked out for you this weekend.
The lead into the show today there was the at the back end of it with the alone time stuff. Good times. And I got to go to Kohl's yesterday and buy some.
How's the pool party?
Oh,
I don't know what I'm. I don't know what I'm allowed to say. Like, I don't know what I'm supposed to say. Was this just like Strebel? You don't. Strebel got lucky yesterday. Like, was that what? Like, what? What am I? What was? That's so awkward. I'm so uncomfortable.
You should be.
I'm sorry.
That's exactly. And he. So is he.
I'm sorry. Mark.
Everybody is.
Is that what it takes to get you to go to Kohl's?
No, it just they just happened to coincide.
That's what it sounded like.
Oh, it just happened to coincide with each other.
Goodness. All right.
Yeah, we got on the Strebel yesterday because he put out how much he was losing weight, and he just wanted people to retweet him and like him and shower him with glory and blessings.
Yes.
That's all that he wanted yesterday. And so me and Mitch said we weren't going to tell him he was doing a good job, even though I don't know what he's doing other than drinking beer and bourbon. He was fishing. That's
what
he was
doing.
Well,
now you know what he's doing.
He was fishing for compliments.
Good point.
437-9680. So Ennis is back at the Papa John's Studios. We are hanging out with you. It's 437-9680. It's the take. It's the drive. And a couple different things that I still need that I want to get into with you guys. I don't know. Athlon Sports had a list. I don't know if we'll get into lists. We still have our Murray Minute that we need to get to. And then a quick David Johnson thought, and we got to get – listen, there's a lot going on right now.
Yeah.
This Philly radio guy we got to get to in the 5 o'clock hour. So I know Ennis got to talk about it. I wanted to bring it up as well. 437-9680. It's a take. It's a drive. It's ESPN 680.
Keep it locked on the take with Andy Sweeney.
What's he mean if you know what I'm saying? I don't know if I know exactly what he's saying.
I'm going to do what it takes to not have a baby, Andy.
I mean, he's already had a vasectomy.
And Mark Ennis.
He has a secret vasectomy, like a back alley vasectomy. Right?
Like people in Miami get Botox.
He went to Jamaica, quote unquote.
On ESPN 680 and 105.7.
I need to know the nerdiest book Mangus has read during quarantine.
War and Peace.
Would you have one of those you could think of here in the next couple minutes?
War and Peace. I've been reading War and Peace. It's
difficult read.
It's freaking horrible. I mean, I can see why it's obviously a classic, but man, it's not easy reading.
All right, so there's Mark Ennis. He's hanging out. I'm Andy Sweeney. It is The Take. We bring him in. We combine shows once or twice a week. James Strebel hanging out with me here at my home, and I'm sad I was not down at the station today because it is a Witch Wednesday at ESPN Louisville. Thank you for Jason and his team. We've been telling you now for the last several weeks about their extended hours, both locations, 11 a.m. to 8 p.m. That is good 7 days a week. You can get carry out or delivery in the two locations, Hurstbourne Lane, and then also the other one, Brownsboro Crossing. They're open lunch or dinner, again, 7 days a week, 11 a.m. to 8 p.m. You can go to witchwitch.com, download the mobile app, select delivery, curbside, carry out, whatever it is, they can hook you up. And right now, for call-in orders, for orders that aren't delivery, try the ESPN Louisville Special, a large witch, for just $6.80. It's a great deal. You also can get the individually packed lunches for catering. It's a great idea to feed the staff, etc. Again, it is Witch, two locations, 11 a.m. to 8 p.m., and we appreciate them.
Andy.
Witch Superior Sandwiches. Mark Ennis, go ahead.
Sorry, I just smashed the end of that live read. I'm a jerk. But I got to thinking about this. Like, what's the laziest thing you've had delivered under quarantine here?
Dude, not very much, man. I mean,
really?
Really not very much.
Like, I had graters delivered to my house.
Oh, that's fantastic. No, I have to be honest. We don't do a lot of the Uber Eats because it's just pricey enough, especially where we live
here.
Oh,
that's the truth, man.
Where it's just pricey enough to where we don't do it. We're still doing tons of carry out. I mean, we've had Amazon stuff, but nothing, man, nothing crazy. I haven't done anything like that. That has been overly crazy. I've been irked several times, especially lately, when just some easy things you could buy. Like, I'll give you a nerdy one. Are you ready for this? My headset broke for my PS4, Ennis. How about that?
That's up there.
Yeah, and like, Best Buy was like, oh, yeah, go order online. They're like, it'll be here in 8 days. I'm like, I have Call of Duty. I can't wait 8 days. You understand what I'm saying? You can't wait 8 days. So I had to limp to Target, and they had one left.
My soldiers are counting on me right now.
Exactly. Yeah. You got a team. Hey, listen, got to be a part of your team. And you know how it is.
Call of Duty. It's very important.
Yes, it is. Thank you, Charlie Strong. I'm not the Mikhail Cunningham of my team. I'm not the Javian Hawkins of my team. I'm not the Tutu Atwell of my team. I'm the Scott Long of the team.
You're the okay. Ian Pfeiffer of this team.
There you go.
I randomly follow on Twitter, and I think he had a couple touchdowns this season.
Oh yeah, he did. Yeah, absolutely.
We had the snow cone mobile show up to our house twice. We ordered the snow for the kids.
The snow cone.
Yeah, the snow.
He said that country the snow bone.
The snow cone mobile. Yeah, that's probably the laziest thing we had. Just like, let's order snow cones.
Ah, well, there you go.
Yeah, kids loved it.
Yep. All right, so go ahead, Mark.
I was going to say, kids love that stuff. That's nuts.
Yeah, they absolutely do. Just a couple different things here. 437-9680, and now I'm trying to find this damn story. I wanted to get to, you guys might have to help me here. I thought I had this all pulled up and ready to go. I wanted to get to the Philly radio story.
Okay.
I think this would be good for us to discuss here. We have done the Olivier Saar, Johnny Juzang discussion. There's not too much Louisville stuff. I have a couple things I'm going to save for tomorrow. I mean, there's just not an outstanding U of L story other than Mikhail Cunningham will have his teleconference tomorrow at 2 o'clock. You can hear that on the B-Show live on ESPN 680. And so that gives us – we know he's back. And my big take yesterday was – and I think Rummage got some run on this, by the way, today
–
is if you bring back Mikhail Cunningham, you got to at least bring back Evan Conley. Because Mikhail Cunningham's injured. Evan Conley's going to play this season at some point.
Oh, you're talking about that first group?
Yeah, I'm talking
absolutely,
about the first group.
Bring them both. Totally.
Yeah. I was kind of wondering if we'd find out the whole number. Kentucky made it sound like it's guys that were close to Lexington. I'm not sure.
Well, Satterfield said it. Basically, it's like the starters. Like, he said it.
Oh, yeah. And did he say, boy, it wasn't him. It was someone media-wise, and I just can't remember who it was. Was like, oh, no, some of these graduate transfers and JUCO guys are going to be invited back as well. You know, and that's because they would imagine those guys are going to be contributing in some sort of way this coming season. So there we go. There's a generic discussion.
There we go, yeah.
Well, if Ennis doesn't say anything there, we got nothing.
What are you going to say? We'll find out. They'll be here tomorrow.
We'll just have you floaty. Well, will we find out? I don't know if we will find out.
How transparent are they going to be with which athletes are they gonna on campus?
Yeah, are they going to tell us? I have no idea.
You know, it's funny. A lot of these places that are bringing guys back in shifts, and virtually everybody is, like, you got to wonder how many across the country, and I don't know if any will happen here, but how many across the country will be like, I'm not in the first group, I'm transferring.
That's one reason why people thought the transfer might be a little stiffer this year, right? Might be a little stiffer this year is because of you would be able to use that as an excuse. I love this texter, and God bless you for just tuning in. Johnny Juzang just got his waiver to transfer.
Wow.
Thank you. An hour and a half later.
That
happened
in the 3 o'clock hour.
I do love you. No, it did. It did, yeah. Or late 4 or early 4 or something like that.
That would be a good question for Mikhail Cunningham tomorrow for his press conference. I mean, would he –
Does he know?
Does he know
who's
going to be joining him? Yeah, exactly. I would imagine
coaches would keep that relatively quiet.
You think he has?
No, I don't know because who the starters are.
Yeah,
there's a few positions that there'll be some battles, and everyone's going to know there'll be battles. But I mean, like, you know, Mikhail Cunningham's the starter, right?
Right.
I mean, several guys on the offensive line, JV and Hawkins. What would be? Let's do football for 60 seconds.
Hell yeah!
What would be the guys, Ennis, or positions? I should say that there's going to be a fight that we will watch into August.
Oh, geez.
Starting.
Defensive line.
Okay.
And the secondary, I think, probably would be the only ones. I mean, the starters are kind of settled. I mean, they
especially
really are.
Especially on offense.
Yeah. There's not a lot of drama there. That third wide, the other wide receiver spot, Tutu and Des Fitzpatrick, the third one.
Yeah.
But that's not sexy, the third wide receiver. Like, that's not.
Instead of calling him the Y wide receiver, they call him the blocking Y at Kentucky. That's right. That's the third wide receiver is actually, what's his name? Rodriguez. Rodriguez.
Yes. Don't forget to go at their knees if they're much bigger than you.
So there you go. All right, so we got to get to this. 437-9680 is a take on ESPN Louisville. So we're going up to until 6 o'clock. We'll get LSL here in about 20 minutes. Diener and Jason Nemus will take over on 93.9 The Ville at about 6 o'clock. Governor Beshear is over there if you want to hear him daily live and in full. So the New York City, the New York Amy Cooper, a woman named Amy Cooper, was caught on camera, the false allegations towards a gentleman, white woman, black man, and that became and has become a hot-button issue. If you can't tell, I am running away from having any sort of opinion on anything. So that
those are
been
eggshells
a,
you're hearing under Andy's feet.
So what's this been, like 3 days?
Oh, God.
4 days? I think
4 days. I believe it happened like what, Saturday or Sunday?
Okay, so that happened, and obviously the unrest around the country on many different fronts. Okay,
everywhere.
And so this happens, and so there's no better place to talk about race relations, police, and those sorts of things.
I'm excited.
Than Philadelphia sports radio.
That's where I go.
When I think of the place, sensitivity. When I think when you think of the place to talk about
process.
Is the process.
Yes,
right. These are the things. And so I believe it's Mike
Messinelli,
I believe is how you say his name. He's the afternoon guy at 97.5 The Fanatic. They have two big radio stations there. He's the afternoon host. He's a little bit of an, I don't want to say older gentleman, probably what, late 50s-ish.
Kind of looks like Mike DeCourcy.
Yeah, there he does, yeah, in his 50s-ish. And then he has co-host slash producer. And I think because they're arguing different things here, I think race does matter. His producer is black, and he's got a woman there who is producer, co-host, update anchor. I don't know the exact setup of the afternoon show. So they're arguing from their viewpoints, which are obviously different than his.
Yes.
Okay, black gentleman's perspective is different, a younger guy than an older white man, a woman. I'm trying to back myself out of this.
Sure.
Streeble's looking at me terrified right now.
I am terrified.
So anyway, the audio doesn't come across, but they were talking about this, and he got so enraged at the end of their argument because he was trying to present the other side, her side, and she is in the wrong.
Yes.
And he was trying, and he didn't look like he was getting angry.
I agree. That's the weird thing about the video.
And as you watched it, and he just like kind of went to break. And the second he goes to break, he tears his headset off and launches it like Carson Wentz. And it's fantastic video. You haven't seen this?
I have not seen this.
How did you guys talk about this on 93.9? Let me find our guy here.
We just ran out of time to talk about it. But it's hilarious because it's the sports radio contrarian, right? Like you gotta hear both sides, embrace debate. But there really isn't anything to debate, and so he looks like a jackass.
And
both of them are just very matter of fact. Like, but that's not right. Like they just keep. They won't let him, and he obviously is very mad about this.
Okay. Here's the throw. I'm just boom. There he is.
Oh my gosh.
The people on the show are obviously very shocked.
I mean, they look.
That's fantastic.
They look extremely uncomfortable. Like, okay, how do we recover from this? How do we move on from this now?
Okay, well, here's my question, because everyone's like, you need to do a list of who would throw the headphones the most or first.
Diener.
And the answer is. The answer is Diener. It's
Diener.
Not close. The question is who's second on that list?
Oh.
And I don't know. I don't know if it is Locke.
It's Bob.
Listen, I knew Locke was steamed at me on the Gas Bag Gambling League.
Yes.
And what I told Cooper was, listen, we caught him. And let me walk him down the aisle like he's Jordan Fair and I'm the FBI, okay?
Yeah, okay.
And we had to have a closed-door meeting, and it was great, and it was funny, and all the salespeople were looking in, and it was great. And Cooper, as a young producer, needed to be a part of that. Mitch, I don't know if you'll ever get to see this, but he didn't throw the headset, but he was close.
He almost did it.
Right. I mean, when Anderson and Ramrod had a blow-up or two – But that was just an isolated incident.
Yes.
But I would say if Anderson were still here, he would be in serious contention to be second. Because I saw him throw his headsets many times.
I mean, I guess, does it have to be a host?
Yeah. I mean, I think so.
Okay, because I'm just saying, I mean, Process throws things daily. He's always throwing things and kicking things and punching stuff.
We're pretty sure after Process had his disastrous Sports Center, Ennis, that you'll remember a couple weeks ago. Well, not only that, I mean, we're pretty sure he punched himself in the face. Like the sound that accompanies that mess up, it sounds like flesh hitting flesh.
Either the face or the chest. I think it's a chest punch. But after Diener, gosh,
it's Bob.
Yeah, I'm with Ennis. I think it's Bob too.
It's Bob.
Yeah, I mean, he does bang on the desk to
where
it's,
what I'm saying. And he gets real mad at Nick.
Yeah, he gets mad. When Nick goes off on his.
Did you guys
tangents,
play the audio of them on the Jordan Mora teleconference?
Oh, it's fantastic.
Multiple times.
Yeah. It's so fantastic. it could not be better with Russ Brown. It could not be better. Do you think Bob reached out to Kenny Klein?
Hell no.
Well, the best is that you have been muted.
Yeah. Well, listen, I want to jump on and ask, like, funny questions. Not like, ridiculous. Just, you know, I mean, kind of lighthearted questions. Because Mikael Cunningham has a personality. And
he
does. No, he's a talker.
I have a great story that you definitely cannot tell on air. Okay. He is a very funny kid.
Yeah,
very
funny. And so I think his teleconference tomorrow could be interesting, but it's going to be littered with, what have you been doing?
Yes.
Right? Like, that's going to be the question. Yeah. Talk about what you've been doing.
The first question.
But I'm terrified to get on this teleconference and be the jackass who ruins a teleconference and has that audio played into eternity.
Right, the one who can't unmute the phone. Right.
Yeah. Yes. I don't want to be Lucas Allback, Tim Sullivan, or, in this case, the Valvanos. Yes.
That was so great, too, because the day that none of the Courier guys can unmute their phones, they won a Pulitzer.
Yeah, it
like
is
an
fantastic.
Hour later.
Yeah,
it's when that happened.
Oh goodness!
I think it's like you said. You know, Mikael Cunningham will talk. It's like Jordan Juarez and David Johnson's. Their press conferences were very bland. Were those like 15 minutes a piece?
And dirty secret. Most player press conferences are.
They are. And it's not just. No, I'm not taking shots at them personally. Right. That's just how players and coaches usually are. But Mikael Cunningham is. I mean.
Especially on a Zoom where, like, you don't know anybody and you're just, like, talking into space.
And
around,
nothing's
you know,
been happening.
Questions.
Like, it's impossible that he'll have something fascinating to say tomorrow.
I don't know. I think if you get into maybe who's coming back, you know, what the plan is going forward, because I'm sure Louisville's letting their players know this is what's going to happen. These are the steps we're taking. I think he's going to give some good answers. I think there's more content on this press conference than there have been with David Johnson and Jordan Warr, any of these other players, because I think there's plans in place. I think people are going to be curious from a player perspective, how safe does he feel?
I think Louisville had Jordan Warr, who did not have to do that yesterday, do that press conference, probably because they were being inundated by media wanting to have some sort of connection to Jordan Warr in this time. And as you tell me, right? I mean, I think that. You can kind of make Mikael Cunningham do it. Plus, he'll be more interesting. I think he'll be – and we talked so much about football around here. I mean, Mikael Cunningham gives Louisville hope and gives that offense big-time hope, which scares me because he's been so injury-riddled, and I think that's a question. Obviously, being away from the staff so much, and I don't know. I think tomorrow at 2 o'clock, I'm hoping we'll get something that's a little bit more interesting, and he'll give some answers that we can kind of have some fun with. But we'll see.
You
want to
play this?
Let's go.
The meltdown here?
Let's go.
Playing Bob's meltdown?
No, the Philadelphia guy. Are we gonna play that or no?
Did you guys? Well, I don't know.
I didn't know if you wanted to play it.
Well, the only thing I've seen on Twitter, it's someone on their cell phone that's taping it off a television, and won't translate very well, funny. Honestly.
No, yes. Look, I thought the blow up was funny just because you don't see it coming. But he tries to just do the contrarian thing, and both times, like, they won't go along, and it would have been awful if they did. Because what the guy was saying didn't make any sense. But it was just funny, like, Andy, you've done this where you're with somebody. Maybe it happens with Strebel. I don't know. But, like, you set something up. Like, you do the lob. You sort of throw it up there. And then they just don't get it at all. And that's what he did. Like, both times he tries to be like, well, what was she really? And they're like, but she isn't. But she didn't. She wasn't attacked.
Yeah,
she didn't feel attacked. That's not what happened.
He's like, well, she wasn't physically attacked. And like,
and both of them are like, are you crazy? Like, no one calls the 911 because they got their feelings hurt. Get out of here.
Yeah.
Texas says, Andy, can you ask Ennis for me when 3-star sat will become 4-star sat?
No. How the hell would I know? What kind of question is that?
That's a rejoin right there. I don't know. Why the hell would I know? That's a great answer.
He does press conferences. Ask him.
Texter says, Andy, have Strebel get on the call tomorrow to ask Cunningham about his tum-tum during the Kentucky game.
Oh, man. Well, I wouldn't want to.
Oh, you're a coward when it comes to these sort of things. It's fine to say it.
Here's my dilemma. No, I would totally do it, but, like,
we're not going to do that.
I know we're not.
Louisville gets so mad if we did that.
Well, that's what I'm saying.
To have you on there, James Strebel, to ask about the tum-tum?
Yes.
You'd have to say you're Nick Rouse.
Well, I'd have either that or I'd have to say I'm affiliated with something else other than ESPN Louisville, because that would be a bad look for ESPN Louisville.
Yeah,
I'd say
Sea of Blue. Yeah.
I'm James Strebel from Sea of Blue. Did your tum-tum hurt when you got beat 45-13? I mean, you want me to do it?
Oh, there's no. Yes, I do, Strebel. Okay. Yes, I do. Let me call your bluff. Yeah. Yes, I do. Texter says the Philly guy was absent from work today. Oh, did he call in?
Oh,
no.
That is weak.
Yeah, because that's not worth being suspended.
Hell no.
Listen,
you're an idiot for a day.
Radio's built on blow-ups. Good God.
Also, he's in Philadelphia. 88 other people blew up more than that in Philadelphia
yesterday.
Exactly.
That's nothing in Philly.
Right.
It's cowardly. Man.
Taxer says, is this Ennis or Big Easy? They sound exactly alike.
No, we don't. That's not true.
Yeah, Ennis doesn't.
I don't think so either.
Yeah, I'm more like Big Easy than Ennis because we both stutter a lot when we're trying to get a thought out. Ennis doesn't do that.
That's right.
Texter says, since it was late, was at lock with the text about Johnny Juzang's transfer.
Lock's fast forwarding his DVR right now.
Yeah.
Mitch, what do we have sound wise that you want to play before we get out of here today, the final couple minutes?
All right, here's all the things we can play before we end today's show. We have Locke, third time mentioning his gambling on his show. We have Locke swiping UK football. We have some Rummage and Brian Hall sound. Ooh. We have Locke, the masterpiece, I think, from Locke, the shot at a media member. The coloring of hair.
Let's do it all right now.
Yes.
And you tell us, set it up, which order, whatever order you want to go in. Yes, we have 3 minutes. 3 minutes.
All right, we're going to play this Locke sound first. I think this is just pure. If you had to describe Locke in one sound clip, this is it.
I will look different than I did yesterday. John Bull put on Twitter, did you see this? It's been so long, 11 weeks since my haircut. Here's the before and after. And he looked the exact same. He looked the exact same. You could not tell a shred of difference between the two pictures. And it was like 11 weeks between haircuts. I was like, is this a prank? Am I being punked? Because John Bull, you look the exact same pre and post. I will look different. I promise you that.
So are you – because Dad doesn't like it when I say this. I don't know why. I guess he doesn't like Francesa. But I was like, you're kind of looking Francesa-y with – I mean, this is the grayest his hair's ever been. And he was like, no.
Oh, your dad, yeah.
He was like, don't say that. He was like – I mean, he doesn't mind the gray. He was pissed off about the Francesa reference. And
yeah,
I was like, okay,
yeah,
all right. Whoa, sorry. But I know he's getting the dye job. Are you getting it colored or are you
– No, I don't get it colored outside. I just use Just for Men shampoo. And it's supposed to take the gray out naturally, which, of course, it doesn't. It ends up looking blacker than black. And I put shoe polish in my hair. But, you know, whatever. Yes, I absolutely color my hair. Without question, no apologies and no embarrassment. I probably need to do a better job at that particular process, but whatever. That is not a part of today's activity. Today is just simply about getting a haircut. But yes, with the AG, that is happening. And you can see the results of said haircut on Spectrum News 1 starting at 4 o'clock today. Of course, you're home for 24-hour news, weather on the ones, and exclusive coverage of the SpaceX launch from the Kennedy Space Center today at 4:30, where the Spectrum's the only local news station allowed in the launch center. So there you go. If you're into the SpaceX launch, which hopefully doesn't get rained out, you can catch that
in the launch.
The Spectrum rant is Blankenbaker's Clemson rant.
It really is.
He did the whole. He couldn't stop. He had to do the whole thing.
Weather on the ones, 24 hours, SpaceX, Governor Beshear. Yeah.
Can we please isolate him just saying blacker than black? Just that.
While you're saying that, This came in, he won't mind me, this came in on May 19th, which was a Tuesday, 8 days ago, randomly during the show at nearly at 4:45, I look up and I got a text, and it's from Dave Baker, and it's from Dave Baker, and it's a picture of Dave Baker's TV with Spectrum on, and it says, I thought the salons were closed, somebody has been putting some color on the grass, and it just locks face.
Someone's Drew has to play that for Dave.
Oh, it's fantastic.
Drew's got to play what we just heard for Dave and the blacker than black hair. Oh, please.
Oh, goodness.
Good job, Mitch. You're right.
Could you, that was can you imagine fantastic. Like Locke just coming in here, though, with like Coach K hair? Right? Need that really bad.
Oh, goodness. So is Mitch looking for that part to isolate, or can we move on to the next soundbite?
We can move on. All
right, there we go. That means he could not find it.
I guess I got vetoed for Black of the Black.
Yeah, there it is.
We'll drop it in the mixtape. We'll make it a drop.
You have to wait till Friday, Ennis. All right, go ahead. Play whatever you want, Mitch.
Pass. And maybe I'm a hopeless romantic with Pass here. I don't know. And maybe I just fall in love with the size of him, you know, like, and it's like, but I do know his ability. And against Notre Dame, he had the fumbles, but he also was shredding them up. Like, and you say, I think he can play.
Oh, oh boy.
Oh, Rummage. Oh. No, no, Rummage.
What's the Kentucky equivalent of that?
The guy you used to make fun of, who's not on the team, you said he would tackle himself.
Morgan Newton.
Who's on the team this year? Oh, God, I don't know. I really don't know. I mean, Cash Daniel wasn't very good, if we're being honest, last year. No, I mean, he got benched. I mean, towards the end of the year, I mean, he wasn't on the field all the time.
For Oates, he's not going to play anymore now.
Yeah. Continue, Mitch, with whatever we have.
None of us said anything.
We did. We're scared. It was so awkward. Scared. Yeah.
I think we're building towards maybe next season. Like, next season is the year that we could be completely back, like top 10, if everything goes according to plan.
Sure.
Well, that's not as crazy as the Bouma pass.
No.
I actually agree with that.
Yeah, that's not as crazy.
I mean, they have a good.
Scribble disagrees, but he doesn't want to get into it. No, I don't want to. It's 5:59. Yeah, he's done. Look, he's done. I saw you. You just did this thing with your hands where you just gave up.
Like the Seinfeld.
Yeah, he's done. He's done.
Maybe in a little flash and a twinkle in my eye, and then it passed.
Last sound of the day. We'll get Ennis out of here. We'll get out of here, and we'll get you on to Louisville Sports Live here momentarily.
I'm shocked at the lack of disrespect posts and frustration and anger about a 7-5 prediction for UK, because obviously this is going to be the special team that wins the SEC, but for whatever reason, a 7-5 prediction from Athlon not really firing up the troops, although that is exactly what Kentucky's regular season record has been 3 of the last 4 years. But don't you worry about that. UK is a special program. They're destined for greatness, so don't you worry about one good regular season in the 7 that Stoops has had. Don't you worry about that, because they're destined for great.
I don't really see the problem here. I don't know.
That's great.
The problem is, Mark, it's just the,
it's every day.
It's every day.
It's great.
It's every single day.
All right, let's get out of here. So do we have Taylor Lynch, who's going to sing us something to get out of here, or is he hiding?
Well, we did, but we lost his interest, apparently.
What do you mean we lost?
What?
He was here, interest? But he was right here, and then now he's not, so.
Well, I don't know what to tell you.
I'm sorry, Taylor Lynch. We had to play that sound of Louisville being top 10 and
Bouma pass.
For some reason, Rummage, come on. You got to give these guys up, Rummage.
Shredding them.
Rummage hates these Cowboy players, but he loves these Louisville players. He wants to hug their neck. All right, let's get out of here. And Ennis is out. Listen, Ennis is gone. I'm getting the hell out of here.
We're not allowed to hug people's necks anymore.
Oh, that's right.
That's true.
All right, Ennis, get out of here. Apparently no Taylor Lynch. I'm not happy. LSL will be next. Diener and Nemus over on 93.9 The Ville. Back at it tomorrow here on ESPN 680.
You've got ants inside the house, mosquitoes outside the house, moles burrowing in your lawn, and termites eating your house from inside out. You're completely surrounded.
Luckily, OPC Pest Services has a Four Seasons program that can help. OPC has been providing quality pest services since 1972. Protect your home and property and call OPC Pest Services for a free estimate at 969-9635 or visit opcpest.com. Again, that's 969-9635 or visit opcpest.com.
With UPS, future you gets seriously pumped. As a package handler, you'll have a great job this season. Make up to $20 per hour after bonuses for a 25-hour work week. Future you goes further than you imagine. Find out what you'll become at upsjobs.com.